Two big names in the local mushing scene are set to race this weekend, but so is a competitive newcomer from out of town. Challenging Gnomes Deanna Hacker and Stephanie Johnson is Paul Hansen of Kotzebue. Hansen is a Kobuk 440 finisher, and he's treating this race as an Iditarod qualifier. That's according to Christy Selesky, a race organizer and president of the Gnome Kennel Club. She says Hansen's presence should ramp up the competition.
The local mushers, you know, are pretty comfortable with this trail, but adding that new team coming from Kotzebue, it always gets more exciting, and I think we'll pump up the level of competitiveness because you want to, you know, challenge yourself and the dogs to see how they can compete against a total new outside person. So I think that will be fun and add some excitement to the playing field.
Selesky says the field could also fill out further, with three more mushers in the process of registering. But no matter how many teams race, Selesky says they'll face tough conditions as they follow the Iditarod Trail, past the Solomon Blowhole and over the Topcock Hills, before turning north outside of White Mountain and moving overland to Council.
Sounds pretty bare. And just from riding myself, the trail's kind of windblown and icy, so it should be a pretty hard-packed trail.
For the safety of mushers and their dogs, race officials are requiring a longer rest this year, 10 hours instead of just 6. Selesky says teams must rest on the outbound journey, but they can split their time between Topcock and the Council checkpoint. Also new this year, mushers can drop as many as 2 dogs when they reach the halfway point. Selesky says 3 airplanes will be in Council to handle drop dogs and support race officials. There will also be several snow machiners, 15 volunteers, and a veterinarian from Anchorage. For race marshal Diana Adams, the extra rest and added support is all about making the race more competitive and consistent. While the Gnome Council 200 was popular in the early 2000s, it's since happened on and off. Going forward, Adams says officials are hoping to establish the race further.
It's exciting that we're doing this race for the second year in a row now, and that it is an Iditarod qualifier. I'm hoping that that'll attract mushers from throughout the state to look at Gnome as a viable place to come and do some of their mileage and time.
This year, competitors will have spot trackers attached to their sleds so fans can follow their progress live on the GPS tracker found on the Gnome Kennel Club Facebook page. The Gnome Council 200 will begin tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with mushers taking off in a mass start near the snow dump on Greg Krusek Avenue. Officials estimate the winner could arrive in Gnome as early as mid-afternoon on Sunday. For KNOM, I'm Laura Craigle in Gnome.